Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom podstawowy. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie 5 wypowiedzi na temat sposobów uczenia się języka angielskiego. Do każdej wypowiedzi dopasuj właściwe zdanie, od A do F, wpisując odpowiednią literę do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi. Za każde poprawne rozwiązanie otrzymasz 1 punkt.
Listen as 5 people share their thoughts on studying and learning English.
Speaker 1. What's the best way to learn English? I think the best way to learn English is to talk with native speakers, speakers who have English as their mother tongue. But the really best way to learn English is if you have an English boyfriend or girlfriend, because that really makes you learn English a lot faster. Speaker 2.
I think the best way to learn English is to speak with people in English and try to communicate in English as much as you can. The next thing I think is to listen to the news, TV and native English speakers as often as possible.
Speaker 3. The best way to learn English, first you watch movies, a lot of movies, foreign movies. Well, English movies would be the best. That's the first thing you have to do. And then, second of all, you should learn vocabulary and have conversation with a native speaker, because you can improve your pronunciation too. Speaker 4.
In my opinion, while learning English, not only reading a book or correcting grammar is important, but facing with the real native is one of the most important things to improve your skills.
Speaker 5. The best way to learn English, I believe, is actually to go to a country that they speak English. You will pick it up very fast. There is no other way. You have to learn, or otherwise you will be somewhat outside of the society. So the best way to learn is being around the people that speak English.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Listen as 5 people share their thoughts on studying and learning English.
Speaker 1. What's the best way to learn English? I think the best way to learn English is to talk with native speakers, speakers who have English as their mother tongue. But the really best way to learn English is if you have an English boyfriend or girlfriend, because that really makes you learn English a lot faster. Speaker 2.
I think the best way to learn English is to speak with people in English and try to communicate in English as much as you can. The next thing I think is to listen to the news, TV and native English speakers as often as possible.
Speaker 3. The best way to learn English, first you watch movies, a lot of movies, foreign movies. Well, English movies would be the best. That's the first thing you have to do. And then second of all, you should learn vocabulary and have conversation with a native speaker, because you can improve your pronunciation too. Speaker 4.
In my opinion, while learning English, not only reading a book or correcting grammar is important, but facing with the real native is one of the most important things to improve your skills.
Speaker 5. The best way to learn English, I believe, is actually to go to a country that they speak English. You will pick it up very fast. There is no other way. You have to learn, or otherwise you will be somewhat outside of the society. So the best way to learn is being around the people that speak English.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedź na temat pracy w domu mody. Zaznacz w tabeli znakiem X, które zdania są zgodne z treścią nagrania. Te – true, a które nie. F – false. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
The fashion house. As you can imagine, the people here are quite fashion conscious. In fact, some days it feels like a catwalk show. It is very competitive too. People can wear whatever they like, but usually they choose to dress smartly for work. They are the kind of people who enjoy dressing up. I guess that's why they like working for a company like this. Most people wear black. It's a bit like a uniform in the fashion industry. Everyone wears black, black blouses, polo neck jumpers, black trousers, black leather jackets, and that is just the girls. The men are usually more imaginative, which is not surprising, really. They are all very extroverted. They normally wear brightly coloured shirts and ties. There is one guy here who even colours his hair to match his ties. Completely mad. This week his hair is green, I think, or blue. Personally, I like a more elegant look. Dark suits and high heels. A lot of the models who come in here are smokers. It's amazing how many models smoke, but they are not allowed to smoke in the building, so they have to go outside, and they can't be near the entrance because it gives a bad impression, so they are usually around the back. The office opens at 8, but hours here are flexible, which means people can arrive any time up to about 10 o'clock. I usually get here early because I like to go home early to miss the rush hour. We get free coffee all day, but we can't bring food into the office. It's okay. No one here eats anything anyway.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
The Fashion House. As you can imagine, the people here are quite fashion conscious. In fact, some days it feels like a catwalk show. It is very competitive too. People can wear whatever they like, but usually they choose to dress smartly for work. They are the kind of people who enjoy dressing up. I guess that's why they like working for a company like this. Most people wear black. It's a bit like a uniform in the fashion industry. Everyone wears black, black blouses, polo neck jumpers, black trousers, black leather jackets, and that is just the girls. The men are usually more imaginative, which is not surprising, really. They are all very extroverted. They normally wear brightly coloured shirts and ties. There is one guy here who even colours his hair to match his ties, completely mad. This week his hair is green, I think, or blue. Personally, I like a more elegant look. Dark suits and high heels. A lot of the models who come in here are smokers. It's amazing how many models smoke, but they are not allowed to smoke in the building, so they have to go outside, and they can't be near the entrance because it gives a bad impression, so they are usually around the back. The office opens at 8, but hours here are flexible, which means people can arrive any time up to about 10 o'clock. I usually get here early because I like to go home early to miss the rush hour. We get free coffee all day, but we can't bring food into the office. It's okay. No one here eats anything anyway.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wiadomości radiowe. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B lub C. Za każde poprawne rozwiązanie otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Good evening and welcome to the 10 o'clock news. On the news tonight, A train crash in the northeast has left 3 people critically injured. It is thought that the crash was due to the lights failing. Thankfully, no one was killed. An investigation is underway. Scientists have discovered the optimal amount of sleep for humans. Research has shown that people who sleep for 6 hours every night are more alert and often more intelligent than those who sleep for shorter or longer periods. An ice skating rink is to be erected in the park next week, ready for the beginning of the autumn festival. Admission to the rink will be free for those who have skates and £1 to those who want to hire them. A competition to win a holiday to the Bahamas has caused shops to run out of orange juice this week. The competition run by Juicy O has left thousands of people disappointed. Inside one of the cartons is a plane ticket. The golf championships are due to take place on the major golf course in the west of the city this week. The event, which will attract well-known golfing figures worldwide, is set to be a great success. And now for the weather forecast. Tomorrow should be bright, with light showers in the morning. In the afternoon, things should brighten up and top temperature will be 15 degrees. That's all from us tonight. Thank you for listening.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good evening and welcome to the 10 o'clock news. On the news tonight. A train crash in the northeast has left 3 people critically injured. It is thought that the crash was due to the lights failing. Thankfully, no one was killed. An investigation is underway. Scientists have discovered the optimal amount of sleep for humans. Research has shown that people who sleep for 6 hours every night are more alert and often more intelligent than those who sleep for shorter or longer periods. An ice skating rink is to be erected in the park next week, ready for the beginning of the autumn festival. Admission to the rink will be free for those who have skates and £1 to those who want to hire them. A competition to win a holiday to the Bahamas has caused shops to run out of orange juice this week. The competition run by Juicy O has left thousands of people disappointed. Inside one of the cartons is a plane ticket. The golf championships are due to take place on the major golf course in the west of the city this week. The event, which will attract well-known golfing figures worldwide, is set to be a great success. And now for the weather forecast. Tomorrow should be bright, with light showers in the morning. In the afternoon, things should brighten up and top temperature will be 15 degrees. That's all from us tonight. Thank you for listening.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.